Good morning, welcome to Ablaze, a show about being beacons of light for God. This is Sylvie Crosslow, producer and host of Brain Media. I want to thank all of our listeners worldwide. You are an amazing bunch, and also our guests. There'd be no shows without them. There will be a Christmas special episode released on the 23rd of December, featuring all of our guests. Brain Media is growing. From January, there'll be two teams, two hosts, and we'll reach out to English speakers and French speakers. I'm researching our options to grow from podcast to radio. It's very likely that a social enterprise will get set up for a community radio. If you're a Spanish speaker with a network of Christian ministers and Christian business owners, I want to hear from you. I will offer training. The same shout-out goes to Arabic and Mandarin speakers with networks, meaning connections to Christian ministers and Christian business owners. Please email me at sylcrosslard@hotmail.co.uk. As we move forward into Advent, I will throw a few questions to meditate on in advance of our Christmas special. How is God calling you to be a beacon of light where you are? How would you feel if there was no room at the inn? Would you be ready to love your neighbour as yourself and offer a room at your inn? How much of you is in the way of God's plan for you for 2020? Finally, all the meditations I read were from Creative Retreat Ideas, resources for short day and weekend retreats by Super Kring, and this book has permission to reproduce. And all the blessing I said came from Ray Simpson's The Celtic Prayer Book, Volume 4, Great Celtic Christians, Alternative Worship for the Community of Aidan and Hilda. You can get both of those books at aidanandhilda.org.uk/resources. Ablaze will resume on the 6th of January 2020. If our show has blessed you, would you consider giving any amount on redcircle.com/shows/ablaze? Or leave us a review. Subscribe to our shows to receive a Christmas special automatically. Renew us in your spirit for mission. For my shield this day I call a mighty power, the Holy Trinity, affirming threeness, confessing oneness, in the making of all.